Bright lights are part of a city's ecosystem. Think of Times Square or the Las Vegas Strip or right outside your bedroom window. Electric lighting is ubiquitous in most urban and suburban neighborhoods. It's something most people take for granted but appreciate, since it feels like well-lit streets are safer. But what if all this wattage is actually causing harm?
We're getting brighter and brighter and brighter.
That's Paul Bogard. He spent a lot of time thinking about this. His book, End of Night: Searching for Natural Darkness in an Age of Artificial Light, comes out in July. Paul Bogard says the developed world's desire to light up the night has gotten out of control.
Things like gas stations and parking lots are lit now 10 times as bright as they were just 20 years ago.
And why? I mean, is that part of marketing to bring people into the is it our fear of the dark?
It has everything to do with marketing, really. The gas station on the corner has figured out that if they turn up the lights, more people will be attracted to those lights, more customers. And then the gas station on the other corner says, wow, I see what's happening. I better be just as bright.
And Bogard says all that light is having some unintended consequences.
Especially when it comes to the effect of light on sleep, for example. And our understanding of this relation between sleep and light is kind of where our understanding of smoking was and health effects in the 50s.
That seems unbelievable. Is artificial lighting at night really hurting us that much? Richard Stevens is an epidemiologist at the University of Connecticut Health Center. He was one of the first to make the connection between bright artificial light and breast cancer.
Well, it was about the mid-1980s, and all of us in the breast cancer research community believed that diet was the main driver of breast cancer risk throughout the world. But then the really good studies, the long-term studies, were coming in and showing no effect of diet at all. And so this was very surprising, and all of us were wondering what the heck was going on. And I was actually in my apartment in Richland, Washington, and woke up in the middle of the night, as I often do, and I realized I could read a newspaper in the room from the streetlight shining in, and I wondered, what could that be part of the problem?
Stevens was working in a lab alongside some melatonin researchers. Melatonin is a hormone that helps regulate our sleep patterns, among other things. Generally, levels of it are low in the daytime and high at night. Recent studies with animals had shown that light suppressed melatonin, and another study had made the connection between low melatonin and the risk of breast cancer in rats.
So I sort of put one and one together and came up with this idea that, hey, maybe electric lighting in the industrialized world partly explains the breast cancer pandemic. And breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the world for women.
And how much higher is it for a woman, for example, in Los Angeles than for someone out in the country?
The risk in the United States is 4 or 5 times higher than in sub-Saharan Africa or rural China. But we know for sure that the lighting in the modern world disrupt our circadian rhythms, and that cannot be good.
Well, let's go a little further into you're saying that cannot be good, because according to the AMA research that I looked at, it's not just breast cancer risk in women. In fact, artificial lighting makes us fatter, right? It increases our risk of obesity
and diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and actually, I think very importantly, mood issues, depression, and even bipolar disease.
I had a job where we had to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We used to joke that everyone gained 20 pounds when they joined the show. That probably wasn't
It's not a joke. That's right. It's not a joke. It really disrupts your whole metabolism. The dots have not yet been completely connected, but it sure looks suspicious. That is that the lighting, this chronic nighttime lighting sleep disruption is affecting many of the important chronic diseases of the modern world.
So if bright lighting is this bad for our health, why do we keep adding lights to our streets and buildings? In fact, many cities are experimenting with dimmer lights. Places like Santa Rosa, California and Brainerd, Minnesota have turned off a certain number of street lights. But nobody wants their street dark, because we think that increases the risk of violent crime, right?
Yes, lighting does have a very big impact, not so much on the level of crime as on the fear of crime.
James Tien is the dean of the University of Miami's College of Engineering. He's also the author of a 1977 report that's often cited by people who want to save money or energy by dimming a city's lights, the claim being that there's no effect on actual crime. But Tien says his research didn't go that far.
I think they've misinterpreted, you know, what we were trying to say. I mean, we never really got down to saying, okay, if you have so many lumens, you have so much fewer crime. Mm-hmm. and so on. We never did that study, and other people haven't done it either, and we just don't think there's enough evidence there to have that kind of correlation between lighting and crime.
The problem is, it's hard to study the relationship between crime and lighting. How do you control for all the other factors that lead to crime? Drugs, gangs, economic depression, and then just isolate the effect of lights. For author Paul Bogart, this uncertainty doesn't justify the excessive light pollution.
There just really is no compelling evidence that makes the connection between really bright lights and increased levels of security.
In the meantime, some cities, like Paris, France, seem willing to take that risk and reduce their light pollution footprint. The French Environment Ministry recently announced that starting this summer, offices, storefronts, and public buildings will have to turn off artificial lights between the hours of 1 and 7 a.m. And Paul Bogart hopes that Paris will lead a lighting revolution.
The fact that Paris, the city of light, is choosing to control their use of light at night, I think is fantastic and can serve as a symbol and a model for cities all over the world.
Perhaps someday soon, we'll get off the subway, look up at the dark city sky, and see the stars of the Milky Way once again.